It's part of our commitment to make the House more transparent, or as someone would like to say, to fulfill our obligation to inform the people on a timely manner as to what's going on in the House, and so they can have an opportunity to respond to that. We've done, this is sort of a culmination of a series of things that we promised to do when we came in, took control last year. First was posting legislation 3 days prior to House consideration. Second, posting legislation 24 hours before committee consideration. And third, posting committee recorded votes, adopted amendments, and reports. We wanted to make that then electronically available on a as quick as possible basis. YXML, it's the industry standard for open machine readable data. And additionally, both the House and the Senate have been using XML in the preparation of legislative documents for over a decade.
And I wanted to ask you one question about the language in legislation itself, because we read bills here, and there's a lot of legalese. It's very difficult to read, aside from the formatting, the fact that it's PDF and you can't search it. Any chance that laws would be written differently, or will it be the same language with references to all the prior codicils?
No, it will not change the way statutory language is written. We still have House counsel that is responsible for giving us the final product that we put on the floor, and there's a reason for that. Unfortunately, technical statutory language is necessary so that we make sure that we are, when making a law, putting it in the proper language that makes it consistent with the context that already exists. Now, short of going through and doing a total rewriting of the U.S. code, that's the way we're going to have to continue to do that sort of thing.
Previously, you guys put documents up, and you know, as journalists, we get to search them all the time. Was it not always in XML, or has been a slow roll to XML? Now, this is the full use of it.
This is the full rollout of it, and we happen to think that since XML is a universal format, that allows nearly every program to read and search the data, it will be more likely that members of the public, as well as members of the press, have an opportunity to look at this. We think that when you establish that type of access, you basically have a faster, more accurate exchange of information, and that, of course, leads to a better understanding of what's being considered. I'll give you an example. We had the health care bill. You'll recall when we rolled that out, it was 20-some hundred pages. We did get it within the three-day rule, but barely. Members of Congress had a difficult time going through it. I will confess, I did not read every page. We had staff people who read every page and assisted in our analysis of it. But it was not readily available to the public at large. And I think had the public had an immediate access to it, been able to actually go through it line by line, or interested parties going through particular parts line by line, maybe we would have found out what was in it before it was passed, as opposed to what the former speaker said, that we had to pass it to know what was in it.
I think probably no single person still may have read the entire thing, but suppose it
I do know several people who have run it. I know one staff person, and I know one member of Congress who read every single word.
Well, you owe them the Congressional Medal of Honor. But what I wanted to ask you is, had it been in XML, what differently could people have gleaned from it that they could not glean in the format it was in, which was just basically printed out in PDF format?
Well, because as I say, XML is seen in the industry as the standard and universal, I think it would have been available to more people immediately so that they might be able to have been able to then respond to it in ways that would have armed us on the floor with even more information than we had. For instance, I've had the only successful repeal of any part of the health care bill, which was H.R. 4, which got rid of the section that would have placed new and burdensome requirements on business, particularly small business, to file 1099 forms whenever they did business amounting to more than $600 worth of goods or services for any particular entity. Frankly, I did not find that out until after it was passed, and was at a briefing going over a number of different points, and that's when I launched my effort to get rid of it. And that took me nearly 2 years to do it, but we finally did it. I happen to think it would have been helpful had we had that available to us. It would have made it more easily accessible to everybody, I believe, at that point in time. It would have been more likely that the groups that brought it to our attention after it was passed would have brought it to our attention before it was passed.
We're speaking with California Representative Dan Lundgren, Chairman of the House Administration Committee.
Congressman Lundgren, one thing about XML is when offices start using this site and posting documents in XML, is there anything specific that the one House Administration Committee has said that they need to do differently, or is there any processes they need to change internally?
We don't believe there would be from people on the outside. What we were trying to do was work with the House Clerk and the Rules Committee to create new standards that for the first time would provide public access to all legislation in XML. So what we did first was implement the rules that bills had to be available, amendments, resolutions, and in the number of days or within the period of time that we established. Once we had gotten all the committees to do that and everybody followed that rule, then we wanted to make sure that it was readily available through this means, or this platform, if you want to, XML.
So people that want to look at a bill, what will they now see when they go to their computer to look up a bill?
Well, again, what we our hope is, and what we intend to do, is that when they access through the House Clerk, through the operation, they can find all of these sorts of things that are available in the way of House documents. The next phase of that is the committee documents, and we want to make those readily available. So what we've had to do is establish the standards, and so that every committee then could follow through on it. So we have it now that they can get all the House documents. We want to basically have a centralized process so that it's one-stop shopping, essentially. You know, now people going to various different places. We want to have it so that you get a comprehensive one stop for all your information.
And what's next on the House Administration Committee's priorities around openness, transparency, publishing of documents, things like that? What do you hope to get done maybe over the next 6 months or a year?
The very next thing is to make sure that we get the committee information. We had to give them basically what the standards were, you know, and rather than all of them doing their in their different ways. So that would be the most evident change that people will see coming up shortly.